Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Well, folks, Laura's back from her vacation and she's still a single woman. No ring.
Single as in like a Ms. Not a Mrs. Yeah. We did not break up on our trip, so at least I'm still taken, but I'm not formally taken. Like,
right,
Bonnie, if anyone out there...
You're single.
I am. Although every time I fill that out, I wonder, am I or am I common law? And how do you fill that out?
Okay, I thought common law was 7 years.
No, it's like a year.
Stop. So Mimi yeah, and like, I are common law.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're like, for sure, common law, bud.
for sure. Yeah, I was in Mexico for the last week with my boyfriend and my two best friends from home. Best friends mm-hmm. from home.
Yeah, I was going to say keywords. Laura posted a picture with her two best friends from home. I'm looking at it right now. Caption. I could not ask for two better best friends to make all of my favorite memories with. Hashtag lifers. And I counted to 10. And then I shut my phone and I went to bed. And then I woke up and I looked at it again and I noticed that you spelt favorite wrong. You spelt it the American way. So I thought, this doesn't count.
I actually realized that I spelt it wrong too, but then I didn't know how to edit it. So I was like, okay, I'm an American now.
Yeah.
But in fairness to me, Sean has been my best friend since we were basically in utero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
no doubt.
Yeah. So that's
he's a bridesmaid.
Yeah, for sure.
Bridesman.
He's a bridesman. Yeah.
Love that for you. What did I do? Go on.
No, you go ahead.
I was just trying to fill the silence. You take it over.
I was just going to say that there are a lot of other posts on my Instagram referring to you as my best friend.
I know. I actually had to remind myself of all of them.
Like and a lot of videos.
Yeah.
TikTok videos.
There's a lot. Oh, I know. I've done the work. Okay. That's why I came to this phone call so excited to hear about your trip.
Thanks for being such a trooper.
No problem. Anything for you, lifer.
I did miss you, though.
I know. I missed you so much, too.
And but I missed everything that's been going on in the world for the past week and a half.
That's what I was going to say. I did keep track of stuff while you were gone. Let's start with the Kardashians.
Okay.
Tristan Thompson's mom passed away from a heart attack. This was a little bit before you went to Mexico, so you probably know about this. Do you? I'm looking to you for a reaction.
No, that's sad though.
You didn't know that? Man, they're really not in your zeitgeist.
Well, they aren't.
She passed away suddenly from a heart attack, and Tristan's from Toronto. I forgot that.
Really?
Yeah, and his mom has been living in Toronto. So Chloe took a private jet to be with Tristan and his family in Toronto, and I was just like, hey.
Hi, really sad for you.
Hi. Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Do you guys need help? Oh, man, that sounds really bad. But, yeah, Chloe was by his side. She brought the kids, and Kris Jenner made a post dedicated to his mom on Instagram. It was sweet.
Well, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to show up for something. I mean, obviously, Tristan's going to be in their lives forever, and they all love him still, even after the shittiness he did. So,
for sure.
It's nice of them to all show up.
I didn't hear about any of his other kids and their moms showing up, because, you know, he has two other kids from different women. I only heard about Chloe.
I wonder what his relationship is with them, like how often he sees those kids.
Yeah, because, I mean, he doesn't really post about them. He only posts about the Kardashian kids.
You're right. That's weird.
Right?
Interessant.
Mm-hmm. Kylie is single again. Hasn't she always been single?
I'm just so confused. Like, that's the thing. She's always with Travis, but also never with Travis.
Yeah, like she's like a fake girlfriend and he's a fake boyfriend.
Yeah, don't they always say that like about them? Haven't you told me that before?
Yes,
like people have all these theories. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a headline this time that she's single again.
Okay. But then like was it a big headline like everywhere or was it just like yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay. Well, we'll see. Does she post anything about her personal life on Instagram? Like I feel like I never know what's going on with her.
No, not really. She just posts when she drops a new makeup collection. But you know who's not single anymore?
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh, great.
He allegedly married Yeezy architect Bianca something, who looks very similar to Kim Kardashian.
Married? Like formal marriage?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. In a small ceremony, just married the girl.
What? Who is this broad? How long have they been dating?
The architect for Yeezy, and she's been an architect for Yeezy for like 7 years.
What is an architect for Yeezy?
Dude, if I don't know.
Isn't an architect a person that designs homes?
That's what I thought. Or like what the buildings.
Fuck? Yeah. Is Yeezy making buildings now?
I don't know. Like he has that Donda school. Maybe she designed that.
Yeah. Or his outdoor Sunday service churches.
Oh, yeah. But they're married.
Okay. Well, that's very odd behavior.
I don't know what else to say. Like, congrats.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. Chicago just turned 5 and had a big Hello Kitty party. And I tried to see if Kanye was somewhere in the crowd, but I didn't see him. And I was just like, I wonder, like, what's going through everyone's head about this.
Mine is, like, is he going to say that he didn't get invited to another birthday party that we'll have to hear about for another fucking year?
No, like, did Kim hear about the marriage? Does she know she looks like her?
I'm sure she would have heard about it if it was everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
She probably has Google alerts on for her and for Kanye.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd turn them on for Kanye.
Yeah, true. That would be a lot. Yeah. In Bravo news, Jen Shaw had her sentencing. And I know we have thoughts. So she was sentenced to 6.5 years in federal prison, right?
Yes, I believe so. I don't know where the location is, but 6.5 years.
Is that not a short sentence?
I was shocked. Like, they were asking for 10. She admitted guilt. Like, why 6.5? Like, what reason was there to reduce it? I don't understand. Because they already had reduced it because she decided to plead guilty. And then they were seeking 10 years. So, like, give them what they want if that's the deal. I don't know. I was just very confused and surprised that it was that short. Especially with, like, the Chrisleys when they did that. I know they're 20 different crimes. But, like, yeah. But, like, that didn't have any victims except for the bank. And they got, like, 9 years and 12 years or something. So this was just very confusing to me.
Yeah. Also, I think it was said in commentary that someone who was involved in this whole thing with her that had less of a role to play got 72 months and that's 6 years. So why is she only getting 6.5?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Also, I watched the season finale of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City today, and it was the end of the season, and then you know how her trial was supposed to be approaching, then it got deferred for like 3 months, which was after they were finished filming.
Yeah.
So the last half hour of the episode was Meredith and Heather going to New York for the beginning of her trial. Mm-hmm. And they were like meeting with her, and they showed that, like, it seemed like right before the trial they got like 3,500 pages of documents, which was showing all the witnesses that they were going to, the other side is going to be bringing, and like their will say statements of what they were about to say about testimony. Mm-hmm. And the Heather's theory, at least, because then Heather and Meredith come back to Salt Lake City, and then like 24 hours later, she's admitting guilt. Meanwhile, like when they were there, she was like, you know, one way or another, I mean, they could be proven innocent, or it's going to be like, God forbid, worst case scenario. And then 24 hours later, she's admitting guilt. So
yeah.
They showed Heather talking to Lisa Barlow after the guilty thing had come out, and Heather like completely changed her tune. She's like, I think she's guilty. I think in that 3,500 pages of documents, Coach Soff finally realized that like there's like the veil had been dropped. There was things that she could not get around and she couldn't hide from it anymore. And I think she's been lying to us this whole time. And like, she was going hard for against Jen Shaw.
I just wonder, like, is Shaw going to stick, Coach Shaw going to stick by her side? What's going to happen?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? I was trying to think of, like, maybe he still believes that, like, it was all, like, she was just playing dumb, or like didn't know enough, or like didn't know it was illegal, or like actually didn't know, but like all the evidence was like stacking up to make it look so bad that she had to admit guilt. Like maybe that's what they're telling themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. But was the finale good?
That last half hour was, because it was interesting to see her like right before, within the 48 hours before her trial to start.
Yeah.
And then people talking. I wish they showed more of them talking after her guilty plea. Like, I wanted to know what they were all thinking. Mm-hmm. But we only got to see that one conversation between Heather and Lisa. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what Meredith would have to say, because she said, like, Seth and Heather and Meredith were having lunch when they were in New York City. And Seth was like, what are you guys going to do if she's found guilty? And Meredith was like, well, she's been professing her innocence for so long that if she's ultimately found proven guilty and isn't taking accountability and admitting responsibility and compensating the victims, I'm going to have a really hard time with that. And then Heather said, like, you know, you ride for the people that you love. But then, like, after she pleaded guilty, she completely changed her tune. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was wild.
Yeah. The reunion is next week, and that must have been filmed before the sentencing happened.
Yeah, I don't know what the timing of that was, because, yeah, I think it must have been, because it was recent, but like that just happened last week, so it would have been filmed before. Yeah,
damn.
But also Jen wasn't there.
Right. I think they give you like a month after sentencing to get your affairs in order, and then you go to jail. So I don't think she's in jail just yet.
No, I think she was going like February 17th or something like that is Damn. When she starts her sentence.
That's scary.
And she has to pay like millions of dollars. So like,
right.
I don't know. And what was I listening to? Somebody was saying on either like a podcast or on some of the Instagrams we follow, something that like Coach Shaw makes $600,000 a year or something. Like, she didn't need to do this to have a, like, yeah, like he makes a shit ton of money that doing like she what? Didn't need Coaching to be doing this. Ball? I don't know where I heard that, and I don't know what he does, but apparently they were like, she didn't need to do this to have a good life. Like, he's got money.
I think the saddest part about all of it is that she made so much money and still bought fake designer bags.
Yeah. Like, for what?
You did this for what?
Also, the weird thing when you were following like the live tweets, like the things that she was saying about like her elders and her culture and like her, it just seemed like her little testimony was all over the place at her sentencing.
I just think she's a delusional woman.
I think so too. I think that's like part of all criminals. They're like so narcissistic and believe that they're untouchable and never will be caught, that they just live in a false reality.
Actually though, because I was watching the Hitchhiker documentary on Netflix yesterday. It's called Hitchhiker with a Hatchet or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, he was this hitchhiker who witnessed some guy like beating up a woman as she was trying to save someone else that he was trying to kill. And then he like hit him on the back of the head with this, I don't know, hammer. And then he became famous for telling his story on the news, and he was like a nomad. And he kept getting away with stuff. Like, people would just buy him food, buy him drinks, house him. He never paid for anything. And then he ended up getting convicted for first degree murder.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he just thought like he was so untouchable.
Yeah, I mean, once you get away with murder, you probably think like, what else can I get away with? Probably everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild. That's a really random and weird documentary.
I know. I really ran out of things to watch and I was doing doc review yesterday.
Have you seen, okay, I'll wait because maybe this is a story, but remind me to circle back if you don't mention it.
Okay, you're going to remember if I just say circle back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ashley from Potomac and Luke from Summer House are donezo. Did you watch their interview? Did you watch Ashley's interview by any chance?
I did. I did watch the part where she was talking about Luke.
Okay, what happened? Because I didn't watch.
She basically said, like, you know, we had a great time. We were really getting along. But then, like, we realized we were on two separate pages, effectively. She was really honest. Shit. Like, I feel like she gave them – I feel like she gave more details than I'm giving right now that, like – because I forget. But she was, like, being very forthright about their relationship and their breakup and the reason why. But I feel like it wasn't something crazy. It was just, like – I don't know if she said he was immature or she said something else. But I don't know. Well, but she was being really level-headed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she
Then she deleted all his posts on Instagram. It was sad. Man. I liked watching them together. Like, I love
Me too.
When worlds collide.
The crossover that no yeah. one expected.
Totally.
Well, in Southern Charm news, Catherine, there were a bunch of rumors going around. The story kept switching. Catherine Dennis was first fired from Southern Charm. Then she was demoted to a guest star on Southern Charm. And I don't know which one it is now, but she's definitely not a main character.
Well, Discuss. She kind of wasn't last season either. Like, I feel like she was barely kind of there. Like, her only storyline was with Caleb, and that was a boring storyline to begin with. And I'm not really sad to see her go. I don't think she added that much to the show. I feel like every time she shows up somewhere, I just, like, did not care about her drama. Like, the fights that she was in. I just thought she was so unreasonable in almost every situation that I never sided with her. So I was just like, why are you here stirring up trouble? Go
she
away.
She definitely brought exactly what Southern Charm needed for the first, like, seven seasons or six yeah. seasons. But then, yeah, like, once she started dating Caleb, I don't know, she became really boring and just useless.
Yeah, I won't miss her at all.
Yeah, but they're also saying that, I mean, they dropped the names for the cast and Naomi's name was not there. So she might not be coming back, but Madison LaCroix said that she will be back in full force.
Thank God.
There was an event.
I love to look at her.
Me too. There was an event with her and her now husband, and the Southern Charm cameras were spotted in the back. So maybe we'll get to see my future husband.
Brett, is that his name?
I don't know.
I would like to see their dynamic and more scenes of him and see what he's like.
Yeah.
Also, I just love Madison. So the more the merrier.
Yeah. But everyone else will still be there, including Leva.
Really? Because I feel like, isn't she busy with her new show?
Yeah.
I guess maybe their filming doesn't overlap. Have you been keeping up with Southern Hospitality?
Yeah, have you?
I haven't watched the last two episodes because I was gone, but I've been watching it. Just kind of like half watching. I do too. It showed a lot of promise in the start, and then it kind of like started.
Say that.
Yeah. And then it started deteriorating.
Yeah. And we're getting close to a finale already, which is just, it's like, what did you even give us though?
It's kind of like Dubai. Like, I had really high hopes. I know you didn't from the beginning, but I had high hopes for Dubai in the first little bit, and then it went downhill.
Yeah. But I think it did get renewed for a second season, so we'll be seeing more of it.
Yeah, but I think they're having a cast shakeup. Wait, really? On Dubai, yeah. Like, not everyone's coming back.
Oh, Dubai. Oh, okay, I was talking about Southern Hospitality.
Oh, okay. They're both coming back.
Damn. Other than Lisa Rinna, Diana Jenkins is out for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Thank God.
Thank God. Done with her.
Apparently, she's having another baby.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that she's pregnant again. And that was the reason she gave for, like, not coming back.
I had no idea that she was pregnant again.
Yeah, I didn't either until this announcement.
Well, Lord help that child.
So Diana's out, and I think I saw that Crystal is in.
Yes, and apparently one of the newcomers is one of Crystal's 14 friends that stopped talking to her.
Ooh, see, that would be an interesting storyline to further uncover. And I wouldn't mind a season where, like, Crystal is more of a main character.
Me too. But so Rinna actually did an interview. I don't know if you saw this, but I don't know who she was doing the interview with. It must have been one of her friends because they were both being villains. They said that Garcelle and Sutton are going to have to really bring it next season because they're not going to have someone to bring the drama for them and that they can't, like, hold their own. And it's like, are you fucked? They literally carried that season on their back.
Yeah, totally. Backs. And, like, yeah, okay, Sutton is going to have a year season off of people attacking her for no reason. Perfect. Like, she needs a break. Honestly, I don't care if she's not doing much except for having fun and hanging out.
Yeah, and she said that she doesn't think Crystal has what it takes to step it up and that she hopes Garcelle and Sutton are more real and more themselves. And I was just like, you're so far up your own ass.
More real and themselves. They were the most real. Like, Garcelle always keeps it 100. Like, she is 100. Always on the right side of history, always speaking her mind, choosing the right moments. Like, fuck you.
Level-headed. Yeah, exactly. Rinna's just so salty and cannot, you know, get past this. She's definitely fired.
Totally. Like, there was rumors even as the season was airing of, like, can we get rid of Rinna? Like, the writing was on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that happened. Diana's out. She's pregnant. And that's it for Beverly Hills. But VPR's trailer dropped. And I'm so excited.
I couldn't believe, like, I think up until this moment, I was still, like, not sure if the Raquel and Tom Schwartz situation actually happened. Mm-hmm. But seeing them, their lock lips on my screen, I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah. And did you see, like, how the trailer starts off with Katie and Tom, like, so civil, amicable, like, you know, they're going to work it out and be friends. And then by the end of it, she's like, I never want to see you, get on my fucking face, pretty much. And I can't wait.
I can't wait either. It's going to be so good. And honestly, like, I'm so excited. We've never seen single Katie. And I feel like she's a totally different human. Like, I listened to one of her podcast episodes with Stassi recently. And she was talking about how she, like, goes out every weekend to, like, just go dancing in her Converse. And, like, it's just like having, like, the best renaissance of her life. And I was like, you fucking go, girl. Like, I hope you find what you want and what you deserve and put that dead weight behind you.
Well, that's what happens when you get rid of 150 pounds of trash. Like, you're free. You're lighter.
You thrive. You're
healthier. Summer House trailer also dropped. Lots of trailers last week. There's a lot going on with Bravo last week.
I didn't see the Summer House one.
Oh, I was really relying on you to recap.
I didn't see it.
Well, the trailer dropped. I just said I was relying on you to recap. I saw it and I updated our notes to say it dropped and then I didn't watch it. I don't have 2-minute long videos.
And I'll report back next week.
Yeah, there's like 3 new cast members and they all look like dense.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm mostly just tuning in to see what happens with Lindsay and Danielle.
Yes, me too. Because Lindsay, I keep thinking that she's not going to be on Summer House because I'm thinking of Winter House, but she does have a permanent role and so does Carl.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to see all of that go down. I saw that Andrea shows up a bit at least, even though he's not on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said he was in the trailer.
No Alex, though.
He wasn't Alex. Even there last season.
I know, exactly.
We don't need Alex.
We do not. So, yeah, I don't know when that's actually going to air, but VPR is airing February 8th. So
wow, that's so soon.
I know. So I assume Summer House is going to be, like, the same time. That's what happened last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sick. That's awesome. Those are, like, 2 of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah. Same. And lastly for Bravo, Phaedra is joining Married to Medicine, a show that I still think you should watch.
Does she have a doctor in her life? Or is she a doctor?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because isn't that the whole concept of the show?
Well, it is, but there's this one woman, Quad, who she divorced her, psychiatrist husband, like 5 years ago, and she's still on the show, and people are upset about it because no one likes her. And they're just like, why are you on this show? You don't even have a doctor in your life.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of like Real Housewives of everything.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be housewives, totally. But none, like 90% of them are single.
Yeah, totally. You're right. But yeah, Phaedra and her comedic lines are joining Married to Medicine, and I can't wait.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. In Bachelor news, I don't know if you saw this, but Tyler Cameron and Kristen Cavallari are hanging out. And they're dating.
What was that on? Where were they at? Like, was it a New Year's celebration party or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that they were like dancing together. And I was like, are they just hooking up still?
And then they went for breakfast another time.
I know this is like a controversial opinion, but I don't see the attractiveness of Tyler Cameron. And I never have.
Same.
Like, why are people so obsessed with him? Like, dude, he looks like a little weasel to me.
Agreed.
It doesn't make sense.
And that's on period. Teddy and Andrew are never going to happen because Teddy has a boyfriend.
Oh.
And well, she's smitten. They're in love.
Perfect. Happy for her. I kind of forgot about her existence.
And I'm here to remind you.
By the way, like, has Bachelor started or is it starting? Okay. Like, it doesn't usually start right at the beginning of January.
I think it's like end of January. Did they cancel Zach's season? I fucking wish. But yeah, that's supposed to be happening.
And I thought because they usually start right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm so out. Like, catch me in 3 weeks giving a recap, but I'm so out.
No. Like, okay, I think it either starts this Monday. I mean, sorry, like the Monday coming up or the Monday after. Because it has to be in January and it hasn't started yet.
Yeah. If I get desperate for content, I might watch, but I'm not watching by choice.
Oh, boy. I don't want to hear about it. I hate him. Nick Viall got engaged. I'm sure you weren't able to escape this.
No, I did see because I saw Ashley Iaconetti's long, long, long post about it.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird.
I thought so too. I thought it was particularly weird that she posted a portion of his video. Okay, so this is what I saw went down. He proposed to her by staging a fake Nicolas Cage.
No, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
That's much better. Tom Hanks.
He's a good actor.
Nicolas Cage. So they were LARPing as National Treasure people. No, just kidding. So they set up a secret, or like, I don't know if Tom Hanks was supposed to be there or what it was, a separate screening. Anyways, it looked like a warehouse with a stairwell and cement floors with a big backdrop. But anyways, he set this up, and then she came in and she's dressed all nice, and then he had candles, and then he recorded his proposal because he said he wouldn't be able to get through it without crying in person. And then he showed a clip being like, I can't believe you're gonna be the mother of my children. He's bawling. Sweet, I guess it's nice. I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of him. Anyways, I found it weird that Ashley posted that clip before he even appeared to post that clip. I was like, that seems really personal for you to post someone else's proposal video as part of your carousel. I just thought it was strange.
Her whole caption was just weird. I can't put my finger on it.
Because it seemed like, oh, by the way, we're best friends with him. Like, it seemed like she was trying to like be like, and we're the closest people to him. Like, yes, this was his moment, but we're their best friend.
I just, like, if I'm her partner, I'd be like, do you have those words for me too? Are they different? Like, it was weird to me.
Yeah. It is weird.
Okay, but what's weirder, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, is that I just now realized he's 42 and she's 24. And they've only been dating for 2 years.
That I did not know the age difference was right. That significant.
So like for me,
that's almost 20 age years. Gaps
don't matter as much after someone turns 25. But they met really when in my she head was like
30.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to
they mentioned she's 22.
So 21 or 22.
How is that possible that they even have like things in common? Like, is she just like so super mature and like beyond her years? Because me at that age, I was so dense. Like,
you were. I was mature, but like, you're at different stages of life.
But even like, how when I think back, what I noticed most significantly is my risk aversion. Like, I did not think, I thought I was untouchable. Like, I never thought I was going to get harmed by anything. And like, no wonder your parents freak out for you, because like, up until my late, like mid to late 20s, I wasn't scared of anything. I didn't think anything was going to happen to me. And then like, shit hit the fan in my later 20s and my early 30s, that now I'm just like, reality check, like you could
that's
actually.
That's so funny, because I spent all of my early years super worried and scared about everything, and now I'm the complete opposite.
And that's how I'm being sheltered.
Yeah. Trauma. But okay, so they met when she was like 21 22, he's like 39 40. Like,
that's
what,
crazy.
And that's, he's got this podcast where he's like giving dating advice to people. And it's, I know. It's just so cringe. I don't like Nick.
I only listened to one podcast because I listened to that interview of them two and
Victoria.
Yeah. And she did seem like so immature compared to him. Like, she was just like gossipy shit talking. And it was just, that's bizarre.
Yeah. So they were engaged, and like they're. Party had so many favors and snacks that were actually really cute, but like, Nick planned that on his own?
No, he definitely hired someone and it was sponsored.
Right. Okay.
I'm guessing.
The ring,
like, could you imagine?
It's huge.
I'm just picturing if Teeps had to put together a video, it would be like 3 seconds long.
I would be putting together the video.
You're like, okay, now say this. Okay, now read this card that I wrote Laura 3 Christmases ago, and you can crib from that.
And you'd be like, oh no, I don't wanna.
I can't read. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so they're engaged. Her rock is huge, and we'll see how long it lasts.
We wish them all the best.
Yep. Okay, in other news, Love is Blind, Jessica Batten is expecting a baby.
That's the chick that was like really crazy in the first season, right?
Yeah, she like gave her dog the wine from her glass. And
oh yeah, I loved her.
Talking about the age difference.
Oh, speaking of age differences, that's random. I hadn't thought about her in a long time.
Yeah, so congrats.
Good for her.
Okay. Have you heard of how Cristiano Ronaldo got signed to the Saudi Arabia soccer team?
Absolutely not.
I'm like, okay. So Cristiano Ronaldo left, I think it was Portugal or Spain. Oh my God, I don't know. Anyway, he left and he took this like hundreds of millions of dollar deal with Saudi Arabia to play for their football club. And the laws in Saudi Arabia are that you cannot live with your partner unless you're married. Saudi Arabia is making an exception for Cristiano and his girlfriend of several years, mother to many of his children. And it's just like, a man will do anything he possibly can to avoid commitment to a woman who is stuck by his side.
Yeah, like, just so get married.
What is your deal? You're actually asking this super strict country to change their laws for you? So you don't have to marry her?
Bro. The audacity.
And she's staying. Well, I mean, like, that's a lot of money, so I can kind of see why. But, like,
yeah,
that's embarrassing.
That's bad. That is humiliating. Like, for what?
For what?
Just get married. Like, who cares?
Or like have a fake ceremony. I don't know. Forge a document. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not encourage that as a lawyer.
This is not legal advice.
Let me clarify. But yeah, that way I just had to include that because a man will literally do anything to avoid commitment. Exhibit teeps. I started reading Prince Harry's memoir called Spare.
Did you get to the point where he was talking about rubbing his penis and
Everyone
his mother showing up in the
always
room?
Always asks me if I've gotten to a part about something to do with his penis.
Yeah.
And no, not yet. I'm trying to take it in bits because it's actually quite juicy. Lots of tea.
How is the writing style? Like, is it good?
Yeah, like sometimes I'm like, oh, this is really good. He is clearly from the UK. And then I'm like, whoa, bro, like you're just talking however you want because you can get away with it. And it's a little all over the place.
It just seems like I haven't read it, but I've seen a lot of headlines about it. And it just seems he's like spilling so much tea, which just seems very bizarre for me when right before the book came out, there was articles saying that he's trying to like get his family back together and reconcile with William and his dad and like all this shit. And then he writes this tell-all book that's sewering them all. It's like, why? Like,
I never heard about him trying to get his family together again.
Yeah, it was like right before the book came out, like a week or so before.
Oh.
And then when it dropped and all the stuff's coming out about all this negative things that they've all been doing to him, allegedly, it just seems bizarre.
I mean, I praise him for doing it. He's obviously just trying to like release all of his secrets before someone else can come and release it like hot gossip, you know?
Like us on a hot and pop therapy.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
So I will continue to read that and update you on whether it's a pitch or ditch.
Okay, perfect. Speaking of books that we've read, I read your recommended book on the plane ride home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ditch for me.
Oh, I thought it would be.
Well, then why did you recommend it to
you
me?
You were asking for a Colleen Hoover recommendation. And I was like, okay, well, out of all of them, I would have said Verity. But you read Verity. So I was like, you might as well just read It Ends With Us.
You could have told me.
Colleen Hoover. I gave you other recos.
Yeah, I couldn't find the marriage in the short time that I was in chapters. But like, I asked you for a recommendation for me. Like, yes, I did just I did say I wanted it to be Colleen Hoover, but in my mind, I assumed that all of her books were like romance murder mysteries. Like, I was expecting, like, literally time I finished a chapter, I was like, when's the death? Like, who's gonna die? Like, every time something was happening, I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna die. Like, the baby's gonna die, or like, this other, like, I was just thinking, like, where's the death?
No,
when's the death happening?
I think this was a serious miscommunication on both of our parts.
Extremely poor setup.
But here's the thing.
I was reading that book, turn in the corner, no deaths. Okay, I'm disappointed again.
Well,
and then
now you're part of it. Like, you read it. You're part of the group.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't, though. Like, I wasted a whole plane ride reading that book. And
well, then you definitely shouldn't read the sequel. It's so bad.
Is the sequel, so what, the sequel is about her and the Atlas?
Yeah, it's called It Starts With Us.
Like, didn't we already learn all that stuff by reading all her journal entries?
Yeah, and it's basically, like, half of the book is a repeat of all the journal entries. Like, she got so lazy with it.
No kidding. Like, maybe I would have liked this book better if I didn't have such expectations that it was going to be about murder.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it was, and honestly, I think it also doesn't help that I read books quickly, like, as do you, like, because it just seems so slow. Like, the whole thing, like, yeah, I was pouring through it, but, like, not because it was interesting, just because it was, like, an easy read.
For sure.
But then at the end, I'm like, nothing happened really in the last 5 hours. And I get that, like, the domestic violence part was very realistic. And, like, I do get that her writing about that and the emotions that people go through, like, that, I get now why people like it for that reason, like, that it's so real. But I think it just wasn't what I was expecting.
No, hey, I'm with you. I just, you asked for a Colleen Hoover rec, And that's what I gave you.
That would be good that you liked that I would like.
The only one that you would like that I liked is Verity.
Yeah, and I was expecting it to be like that. Like, I just really reread it. Yeah, because then we could have had a meaningful discussion because I still don't like. Like, after you finish the book, I'm like, manuscript or
I know.
What was it? And then you're like, and or then letter. I didn't have any thoughts because I couldn't even remember what. I just knew that was the issue.
You just ghosted me.
Yeah. And it was like that time.
Thought to my answer.
It was just like that time where you were like, so VPR trailer or Summer House trailer.
Summer House trailer.
So.
Yeah, this happens often. No thoughts. Them thoughts not be thoughten.
Not be thoughten behind those eyes.
No.
I wish I read like Trav. He insisted when we were in chapters of buying a book. I'm like,
snaps of his book. Did he even read it?
Well, he did read. I'll send you the video. He didn't read it. He opened it up like and was like, so then these guys did these things and these guys were like, you shouldn't do that thing. And then he was they did the thing again. No, he can't read.
I thought Trav can't read. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got like his parents give him books like every so often for like Christmas or something. So he's got a bunch of books downstairs that he's never once opened. And he insisted also when we moved into this house of keeping every single book from his old place that he's also never read.
Sounds
so
like
we've got a full bookshelf of his stupid books that he's never read. And then we're in chapters and I'm wanting to buy two books. No, Teeps needs to buy a book for the beach. So he buys this book. I keep it in my beach bag every day just in case he wants to read it.
I saw that.
Knowing he can't read. It never was opened once.
Boo.
I should have read it though because it was a Stephen King book. So probably it was about murder and I probably would have liked it.
I'm sorry for my friendship. You asked a question. I answered.
Jeez. There was this guy, like, it was hilarious, though, because Teeps was trying to sleep, and I was just like, no, not today. So I had my light on to read my book, and then the guy, he was in the middle seat, and the guy beside him also had his light on, so Teeps was, like, full-on lit up the entire plane ride, because we're dicks. And then the guy that was sitting beside him was, like, furiously reading this book, and he was, like, underlining things with a pen and writing notes in the margin the entire time. And then he flipped to the end of the book and he had like pages and pages of notes. But this book looked like a normal book. I was like, I wanted so bad to be sitting beside him so I could see what he was writing. Because I was so curious, like what book he was reading, what he was underlining, and what notes he was taking. Like,
was like a professor?
Look into someone's mind. Maybe. I don't know. He's from Kananaskis. So I assumed he was like a mountaineer.
Oh, he's got nothing else to do then.
Maybe. But then I also looked at his wife and his wife also had a pen. And the thing about the pen is that it was a really shitty, like, you know, those bag of Bic pens with like they're clear and they're really like the shittiest pen that you could ever buy. That's the pens they were using. And I just thought that was also very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and
that's
so you were really looking for a murder mystery.
I was looking for anything to read but the book that you recommended.
Fuck off. Well, moving on. Miley Cyrus came out with a new song called Flowers. Have you given it a listen?
I can buy you flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I have. Actually, I've only listened to the clips on TikTok. I haven't listened to the actual song.
So then you probably have seen like what it's all about and all these hidden meanings.
Yeah, and this was the first time in my entire life I ever knew that Liam Hemsworth cheated on her.
Same.
Did you know that?
And he would tell her to behave at, like, premieres. Mimi. She's been having the zoomies for, like, 45 minutes.
Really?
Aww. Yeah. Oh, guess what?
What?
I was driving
getting another
back,
cat.
No. When I was driving back from Waterloo on Sunday, we were literally taking the exit onto my street. We were 4 minutes away from home. Mimi took a dump on my armrest.
No way.
So she like, she meowed and it was a different kind of meow. And I was like, whoa, what was that? Are you okay? Like I knew it was different. And she didn't respond. So I was like, okay. And then I sniffed and I was like, fuck off. And I looked to my right and there's like five stools. But like cat's poo is not like mushy, like it's solid. So yeah. Luckily I had a box of tissues there, just grabbed a bunch so I didn't have to feel what I was picking up, and then picked it up. It all like came perfectly into the napkin, no stains, and then crumpled it up. And then I took my water bottle and literally sprayed it on the armrest. And I had like a Lysol disinfecting spray. So I sprayed that and then wiped it down. And I was just like, Mimi, I'm so proud of you. You didn't hold it in. Good girl. Like, you're not constipated. That's my girl.
Oh my God.
And then I like wiped her butt and paws when we came home.
Oh my God. Okay. What are the logistics? What do you mean your armrest? Like, what? How did she shit in your armrest?
So you know how she sits on my armrest next to me when I drive?
No, you've never shown me this.
No, I've literally sent you a snap. And you're like, oh, send the best passenger.
Well, I didn't know she was on your armrest.
Laura, like, what are you asking me? It's an armrest next to me where, like, you shift gears.
Like the console in between the two front seats?
Yes.
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. That makes sense. I thought you meant like a like lift up and down armrest, which is super thin. I was like, that's amazing that she could shit on that small area.
No. We're having a lot of miscommunication lately.
We really are.
Yeah. So it was on the console and that's my story. Why did I bring it up? I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Well, Liam Hemsworth used to tell Miley to behave at premieres.
Yeah, I was just shocked that he cheated on her and we never heard about it. And like, then I was like, is this another thing where people are just making things up for TikTok and like it's not really real?
Yeah, I don't know. Or
is this like really happening?
But basically her song is the reply to Bruno Mars's song, If I Was Your Man, or I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's... And apparently that's the song that they played at their wedding reception. And it's like, why was that your song at your wedding reception?
Yeah, not my vibes.
No. But that's that.
Scandal.
And lastly, Selena Gomez is off the market. She is dating Drew from the Chainsmokers.
Who dat?
And I just want to say that I am part of the top 0.02% of fans for Chainsmokers on Spotify.
Really? I didn't know you liked them that much.
I love them.
So you know this guy?
Yes.
He looks British. Is he British?
No. He's the better looking one out of the two. But he just dated Steve Jobs' daughter for a year. He somehow pulls so many women.
That's strange. Is he related to Jeremy Taggart?
I don't know who that is.
He's a Canadian drummer of Our Lady Peace. Anyways.
Well, that's it for Hot Tops.
That's it. That's a lot of Hot Tops, actually. I missed a lot.
You did. And that worked out because we don't have recaps for shows this week.
No. But you do have some picture bitch. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Roll the pitch. Tape.
I know I said that one wrong. I'll pitch admit it. Or I admit when I'm wrong.
A bitch.
There we go.
Or date for 7 years and then decide, nah.
Not for me.
Not for me. It should be pitch or ditch a bitch or a 7 year itch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning.
You did get to this advice segment about how to fix your TikTok FYP.
Well, yeah, I was hoping you'd study and tell me how to fix it because I'm so sick of it being bad that I thought maybe you'd have some tips.
No, zero.
Okay, well.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Ditch a bitch or 7 year itch.
That's so good. How did you ever think of that before?
I don't know. I guess what got released on Friday. Season 2 of Your Honor.
Yeah, Trav has been so excited because that's like his favorite show of all time.
Really?
And yeah, he loved it. And he's been waiting because he loved Breaking Bad. He loves Bryan Cranston. And we really liked that first season. And we kept on asking year after year, like, is it coming back? When's it coming back? And so then when all of a sudden it was like back, we're like, holy shit. So are they did they release a whole season or is it being released episodically?
Weekly. Episodically.
So did you watch?
Yes. It's so good. Like the acting is so good, but it's just also so sad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But that's exciting because you never know with season two.
I know.
When the season one is so good, how it's going to be. So that's good that it's still good.
I had no idea where they were going to take it because, like, first of all, I didn't think they were giving another season. They said it was just going to be like a mini series. So
yeah. I don't know. But in the last season, in the last episode, didn't someone get shot and like almost die or die?
Yeah. The judge's son got shot.
Yeah.
Do you recognize the judge's son?
What? Yes, because he was just on something else that we watched, but what
Wednesday.
Was it? Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember then watching Wednesday. I'm like, where is this guy from? And then
he's
annoying
in both. I don't like him.
He's just a little bit like me, like in the background, like being
why
weird.
Does he talk the way he does? Anyway, so you're on your season two, pitch for me. And let's see, I didn't give Bad Sisters another try. I watched We Crash on Apple TV. It's with Anne Hathaway, America Ferrera, and Jared Leto. It's about the guy who invented WeWorks, the working space, the collaborative working space, and how like they initially started off like with this really high valuation. They were doing really well, and then they crashed. And it's a ditch.
Okay.
Ditch.
I for some reason when I saw like the picture and like the we crashed, I thought it was going to be like a love story, like we crashed into each other, not like a business crash.
No, I can't stand Anne Hathaway. I know that's a hot, controversial take. I can't stand her. I think she's so.
I feel like there's a lot of people out there that don't like her.
Wait, really? I know this sounds like an oxymoron because she's an actress, but she's just so performative. And I don't like it. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you don't.
Not really.
I hate it. And it was just so boring. So boring and frustrating. And I think the only person who did well was America Ferrera.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she is. So, yeah, that's a ditch. And my last show for today is called Reboot. It's on Disney Plus, and it has... Peele. I think it's Peele from Key and Peele.
Jordan. Oh, okay.
Who's the one who wrote Get Out?
Isn't that Jordan Peele?
Okay, so then it's Key who's in the show. Key is the bald one.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so it's basically about this old sitcom that gets a reboot, maybe like 15 years later. And it's about their life on set. It's a comedy. And it was really just background noise for me. So honestly, I think it's like a 7-year itch.
Okay. That's a good TV show to define 7-year itch.
Yeah.
Like your background noise, you watch the whole thing, you realize at the end it's a ditch, but like you watch the whole thing. It wasn't awesome, but it was had its moments.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not that interested.
Exactly.
Wow.
It was like 8 or 10 episodes, half an hour each, all released on Disney Plus. One season.
Okay. Well, I won't be watching.
Great.
And I have so many shows to catch up on.
Yeah, you do.
I have to watch Below Deck, Southern Hospitality, Real Housewives of Potomac, The Challenge. Okay, Circle Back.
Oh, Circle Back. Okay, yeah.
Well, also The Circle. I haven't watched. I watched the last.
Oh, man.
I watched. Is it done now?
No, tomorrow's the finale.
Okay, because I watched 3 episodes of the last 5 to 8 on the way down there, but I haven't finished or caught up. Did it get better?
Yeah, it did, actually. But I'm also like excited for it to be done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't been that interested. Like, it's not my number one show I'm gonna start watching.
Yeah. The two who play Aunt Jen?
Yeah.
Okay, Brett reminds me of Teeps so much. I don't know why.
Yeah, I could see it.
But the latest episode, Jen or Santi was like talking back at Tan France, the fashion guy. And he was just like, what did she say? What did she say? And Brett goes, I don't know, because you keep screaming. And I was like, oh, tension.
Oh, I love that.
But it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, damn. See, that's the thing. They're too like kind and frou-frou on that show. Like, I need some realness. Like, they're all playing it up too much and being performative. Like, talk about being performative. There's no way Brett and Xanthi really like interact the way that they interact. Like, I need to see some real life realness.
I agree. I agree with you. So yeah, the finale's tomorrow.
Okay. Well, talking about circling, let's circle back to my original thought.
Yeah.
Traitors. Have you figured out if we can watch it, where we can watch it, when we can watch it? I feel like it's going to be my favorite show of all time, and I don't know where it is.
No, it's just on Peacock.
Why can't we get Peacock in fucking Canada?
I don't know, but you know how they said that Real Housewives of Miami is coming in March?
Yeah.
Well.
Is that a lie?
No, it is. Well, my friend Imran has VPN and a Peacock account, and we are going to binge watch Miami on Saturday.
You who are... so rude.
Did I tell you about when I tried to get VPN and watch it?
Yeah, I like and it was an epic account. Fail.
It was so bad. So anyway,
that Express or whatever, because I tried to do that too for watching Love Island and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. So
like, can you get whatever Imran's got and like get us the deets and I might consider it?
Yeah, I will.
Well, have fun. I'm really jealous and upset.
I'm so excited. And it's so funny because like he figured out that it could work for him. And then we made a plan to watch it. Literally 2 hours later, Queens of Bravo posts that story that it's coming March. And then he was like, oh, so
that's
well,
probably why you didn't send it. Because you're like, doesn't matter for me.
No, because I was like, she probably saw this.
Mm.
So anyway, I swear. So anyway, Imran's like, oh, should we just like not watch it then or like try this Peacock thing? And I was like, no, they're going to release it weekly in March. We're fucking watching it on Saturday.
Yeah, so. That's way better. Mm-hmm. That's sick. So that means he can watch Traitors too.
Probably.
It's on Peacock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, if he can get that, he can get. I'm so jealous. I'll try to screen record out the whole thing.
Yeah. I might not have memory on my phone, but I will try.
I don't have memories in my mind, so.
That's true. You don't. And that's that.
Okay, well, that's that on that. Well, thank you for filling me in on everything, me and everyone else, on everything we missed
in the past
week and a half.
You're welcome.
I can't wait to be dialed in. I'm ready.
Sorry. I just got a work email and freaked out. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.